AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says the U.S. military has begun a blockade of Iranian ports, while Iran has responded with threats to all ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Oil prices spiked before Brent crude settled just under $100 per barrel today. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on the war's impact.
Our bill for fossil fuel imports has increased by over 22 billion euros. 44 days, 22 billion euros, not a single molecule of energy in addition.
President Trump says more talks could happen.
We've been called this morning by the right people, the appropriate people, and they want to work a deal.
Meanwhile, Nicole Winfield is traveling with Pope Leo.
Setting off on an 11-day trip to Africa against the backdrop of an extraordinary broadside issued by President Trump, in which he said that Leo wasn't doing a very good job and should stop catering to the radical left. This was in reference to Leo's prayer service on Saturday night, in which he blasted what he called the delusions of omnipotence fueling wars today. Was an apparent reference to the U.S.-Israeli war in Iran.
Sagar Magani reports on Capitol Hill this evening.
California Congressman Eric Swalwell's swift political fall is now complete. The 7-term Democrat says he will resign his seat following multiple sexual assault allegations. He denied them in a social media video Friday.
They did not happen. They have never happened, and I will fight them with everything that I have.
Yesterday, Swalwell suspended his California gubernatorial bid. This morning, the House Ethics Committee said it started a probe into Swalwell, who faced a bipartisan uproar to step down, and did so hours later. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And a federal judge has dismissed President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal over a story on his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh reports Rory McIlroy joined more elite company at this year's Masters.
Only the fourth back-to-back champion with his sixth major victory.
I thought it was so difficult to win last year because of trying to win the Masters and the Grand Slam, and then this year I realized it's just really difficult to win the Masters.
McIlroy shot a 1-under-71 for a one-shot victory at 12-under par to join Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods as repeat winners. McIlroy seized control for good with a bold shot at Rays Creek to 7 feet for birdie on the par 3 12th.
Just keep going. Just keep, you know, keep your head down and keep going.
World number one Scottie Scheffler finished one shot back after a closing 68, nearly rallying from a 12-stroke weekend deficit.
I knew today, going into today, I was going to have to do something special if I wanted to catch him.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.